Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, praise the Lord, and God bless you. Thank you so much for being here on the Stars of Heaven Networks 22 on the Lord our Sabbath, and I certainly hope that you are enjoying your rest in the Lord on today, and I am honored to be here with you here on the Heavenly Host broadcast to pronounce the blessing of the benediction for Marge's offering. And I tell you, wow, this month has just escaped. It's just preparing its way out of here for the new month of April. And I'm excited and honored to pronounce the blessing of the benediction upon you for being here, receiving my witness, my testimony of everything the Lord has opened up to me for you in March offering, and I'm really excited to minister the blessing of the benediction exhortation and release of veils and victories. And I tell you, this has been a month of truly pressing in, pressing through, and I hope that you'll continue pressing in and pressing through toward the mark of the high calling, which is in Christ Jesus. And I tell you, time is just of the essence, and I tell you, this is the time to have a made-up mind and a fixed heart to serve the Lord, hallelujah, to serve Him. And any room for doubt would just leave procrastination and a place for the enemy. So I pray you are serving the Lord with a fervency today, a fire, just with passion and love, because just having passion and love and being in love and staying in love with the Lord will get it done, will accomplish everything you need to be accomplished, because love prevails above all. Now I'm just going to get right into it as I minister the foundational scripture He gave me for the blessing of benediction. And I wanted to share this from Romans, the 16th chapter, the 17th through the 27th verse. And I love when the Lord gives me the benediction to pronounce a release upon you, because it's not only does it seal the message and releases the fruit of it, hallelujah, but it also establishes his word in the earth realm and in your life. And so I pray you receive this with an open heart and on good ground. And it's based on what Timothy, what Apostle Paul wrote to the Church of Romans and speaking to Timothy. And Apostle Paul was a true apostle who truly loved the church. In his writing to the church, in his sufferings and his humility, the apostles' doctrine is very important because it establishes the word of God in our life. It grounds us. It gives us roots and grounds us. And, you know, to follow the apostles' doctrine is very important in hearing the gospel and preaching the gospel, because it is, again, the power of God to salvation for your life, and seeing the will of God come to pass in your life. So I'm going to go right to the first, the 17th verse, where he says, I urge you, brethren and sisters, and I'm reading from the Amplified, keep your eyes on those who cause dissension and create obstacles or introduce temptation for others to commit sin, acted in ways contrary to the doctrine which you have learned. He said, turn away from them, for such people do not serve our Lord Jesus Christ, but their own appetites and base desires. So in him saying this, in the first verse 17 through the 18th verse, he was just warning Timothy in the Roman church to watch out for those who are wolves in sheep clothing, false apostles, false prophets, false teachers, who are schisms in the body. And that's another thing that the apostles warned us of schisms, which is what these are, who cause division. And the King James, it says, mark those who cause division, who create obstacles and introduce temptation to commit sin. It's acting in ways that's contrary to the doctrine which you have learned. So everything Paul wrote was in remembrance of what Jesus already taught, already said. And that's what a true apostle will do, a true disciple will do. That's what a true believer who's received the gospel, who lives by the gospel and the epistles, they will warn you. And by preaching the truth of God's word. Now I'm going to go down to the verse 19, where he says, by smooth and flattering speech, they deceive the hearts of the unsuspecting, the innocent and the naive. For the report of your obedience has reached everyone, so that I rejoice over you. But I want to be wise in what is good and innocent in what is evil. So in his admonishing and warning the Romans, he was saying, beware of those who are slick oil salesmen or saleswomen who use flattering speech and smooth speech to deceive your hearts, knowing how to manipulate their words, who are good at speaking, who have the tongue of the serpent, who beguile the innocent and the naive. And when he was saying in 13, for the report of your obedience has reached everyone. So in his warning about the son of perdition, the great mother of harlots, false prophets, the wolves in sheep clothing, the fleecers, he says their obedience has reached everyone. So when we are walking in obedience to God, it is seen and can be manifested and seen among the brethren. And I know in this time where there's not a lot of physical people who are still in church at this time, a lot of things are virtual. In the spirit, God will yet join us. because we are one in the spirit, one by spirit, in spirit by Jesus Christ. And our obedience will reach God, those who are a true witness of Christ. God will let us bear witness that they are the sons and daughters of God. So he was blessing them and acknowledging their obedience has reached everyone. And wanted to be what? Wise. And what is good and what is innocent. And another interpretation says having your senses exercised to know the difference between good and evil. Because it's a big woe when people call good innocent, good evil, and evil good, which is the order of the day in these last days with the children of disobedience and the God of this world. So, you know, it's one to them who call good evil and evil good, who rejoice in evil and call it good, but then that which is good, they vilify and destroy, which is the example of Christ and what they did to Christ. But go on, I'm going to go on to verse 20 where it says, the God of peace will soon crush Satan under your feet. The wonderful grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ be with you. He goes on to say, Timothy, my fellow worker, sends his greetings to you as much as I do. Well, he was writing to the Church of Romans, but it was to Timothy. He said, Timothy, my fellow worker, sends his greetings to you as do Lourdes, Jason, and Sister Pyster. I don't want to mispronounce her name. My kinsmen, the writer, scribe of this letter, greet you in the Lord. Gaius, who is host to me and to the whole church here, greet you. The city treasurer and our brother, greet you. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. He goes on to say, now to him who is able to establish you, strengthen you in faith according to my gospel and the preaching of Jesus Christ, according to the revelation of the mysteries. I said mysteries. I know it says mystery, but I say mysteries. Of the plain salvation, which has been kept secret for long ages past, but now has been disclosed through prophecies, scriptures, has been made known unto all nations. Hallelujah. Not just where we are, but into all nations. According to the commandment of the eternal Godhead, hallelujah, leading them in obedience to faith. To the only wise God, through Jesus Christ, be the glory forever. Amen. Amen, 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 amen. Glory be to God. So I really wanted to read that because I love when he gives me these scriptures to release and to declare over you and minister to you and proclaim over you and sealing the blessings and releasing to you. And that's his instruction. That's what he gave me for the Blessed Benediction for March offering, for us to know that he's leading God into all truth, and that according to the commandment of the eternal Godhead, that means Father, Son, Holy Spirit, leading us to obedience in faith. Obedience in faith according to the faith, not just having faith for stuff and things, but according to the faith, which is what? Holy. Hallelujah. Now I'm going to go right on to the dedication of this benediction. It's in honor and in celebration, and it's being sealed in celebration of the Knights of Christ Fraternal Order. And I was really excited when he told me he wanted me to release it and dedicate this to the Knights of Christ Fraternal Order. And I tell you, I'm always excited to minister and speak to you and come from the birthings that I birthed. And when I birthed the Knights of Christ Fraternal Order, it was honoring the fathers and the son in the masculine expression. And I'm so excited about that. And one of the things that he was saying to me is that in victory, and ensuring our victory and redeeming us. Again, he completed it through the male expression. He started through the female with our Blessed Mother, but he completed it through Christ through the male expression. So I'm really excited to celebrate the new Adam, hallelujah, and the persons of Jesus Christ, Father, Son, Holy Spirit. And I'm excited to just declare 1 John, the second chapter, 13 through 15 verse, because, and in St. John's, Apostle Paul's, St. John's writing, he was writing to the fathers. And he was saying that he wrote to the fathers because they had known him from the beginning. Those who love God, fathers who served God, our forefathers, Moses, David, those who are in our family who served God faithfully. He said, I write to you because you have known him from the beginning. He said, I write unto you, young men, because you have overcome the wicked one. He said, I write unto you, little children, because you have known the Father. He said, I write unto you, fathers, because you have known him, that him from the beginning. I have written to you, young men, because you are strong, and the word of God abided in you. He goes on to say, and you have overcome the wicked one. He says, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. But if any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. Hallelujah. So that covers generation. He said, I'll write to your fathers, your sons, young men. And he said, I'll write to you because you have known him from the beginning. You've known the wicked one from the beginning. And those who know the serpent and who have overcame the serpent, remain faithful. And I love that about God's men, because they truly are knights. And I extol every brother in Christ, those who are true ministers of the gospel, true fathers in the spirit, and overseeing God's house and the flock of God. I just bless you. And you were in my heart and in my intercession when he gave me this. So I just wanted to share that this is this benediction is being released in honor of the Knights of Christ, fraternal order, and that means obedience, following God's order, staying faithful, keeping God's word in your heart because you love him. Hallelujah, you love him. Now, the blessing of the benediction, exhortation, message the Lord gave me was, your attitude determines your altitude. Hallelujah. Your attitude determines your altitude. And when he gave me this, he was speaking to me about the Beatitudes of Christ. And I was blessed to really get an understanding on the origin of the word Beatitudes, which means blessedness. Its origin is from the Latin word Benito, which means blessedness. The words blessed are in each beatitude declared by Jesus' words and teachings is what will determine and what will be our fate, our happiness, or our dismay. So when Jesus pronounced the blessings of the Beatitudes, and he preached it, and he taught it. He was saying and declaring the state of the person, of that person who has these attributes. And I'm going to get into that in a minute, but I wanted to just quickly read the definition of attitude, because attitude, by definition, means a subtle way of thinking or feeling about someone or something. Typically, one that is reflected in a person's behavior, position of the body proper to or implying an action or mental state. So attitude is a posture, it's a behavior, it's reflected by a person's attitude, and it's revealed by their posture and their body affect. It also implies, based on their attitude and their action, it's based on individual's self-confidence. It's manifested by, again, behavior or appearance, and it's also reflected in our style, your personal style. That really shows your attitude, you know. And so I love that. He said your attitude determines your altitude. And so having the right attitude, which is based on, for believers, the blessings of the Beatitudes. Now, when he said your attitude determines your altitude, he said that depends on how high you go up. And altitude, by definition, means elevation, height of an object, or point in relation to sea level or ground level, above the earth's surface, great height. And in astronomy, the apparent height of a celestial object above the horizon is measured as an angle. So, again, the Word of God says and declares in the epistles that we may know the height, the width, the breadth of the anointing that is within us. And again, having the right attitude certainly determines our altitude, and that can't be faked. That can't be faked. We can pray through. We can shift the attitude, but to truly have and stay at a certain altitude, we have to be grounded. We truly have to have it by the way of the Spirit, by way of the fruits of the Spirit, by being rooted and grounded in the Word of God, having our fruit developed. Now, I just wanted to read the definition of that so you can get a clear understanding on what it means to have the right attitude. Now, the word blessings is a shared. The words blessed are in each beatitude. It's expressed by and revealed by, again, what's in our spirit, our soul, and how what's in our spirit, in our soul, manifests in the earthly world, in the earthly realm. The Beatitudes is also a consolation. When Jesus was speaking and declaring the Beatitudes, it was a consolation to the downtrodden. And he was giving them hope, eternal hope, spiritual hope, and teaching the Beatitudes so that those who were downtrodden would have divine joy and happiness and understand that their joy comes from the Lord, not based on all this outside stuff. So everything Jesus taught was the complete opposite of what the world displays and what the world says and the God of this world says. He said, blessed are ye. I'm going to get into that in a minute. I'm going to finish reading the definition of what the Lord gave me for the behavior of the manifestation of what it offers and pronouncing his stern standard and judgment as well as strict guidance for good behavior, which is what he was saying to his disciples when he took them to the mount to teach them and declare the Beatitudes. And it's also for those who find themselves in a position of privilege, because in the Beatitudes, he speaks of the reality of true blessings, what it truly means to be blessed of God in the earth. And he also, he had to warn the rich and those who thought they were blessed based on their deeds and what they had acquired by their works, what it truly means to be blessed. So I'm going to get right into it. This is a Sermon on the Mount. And it was when Jesus saw the crowds, he went up on the mountain. And when he was seated, his disciples came to him. Then he began to teach them, saying, blessed, spiritually prosperous, happy to be admired are the poor in spirit. So he was saying, blessed are the poor in spirit, those who are devoid of spiritual arrogance, those who regard themselves as insignificant, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven, both now and forever. So he was saying, blessed are the poor, for the kingdom of God is yours. Those who are devoid of arrogance, those who don't regard themselves as significant. And the apostles, in the apostle doctrine, he says, condescend, don't try to be with men of a high degree, but condescend of men of low estate. And Jesus always talked about the high seat, how people love the upper seats, the high seats. You got to be in the high seat all the time. He said, those that shall be first will be last, and the last shall be first. And he goes on to say in verse 4, blessed, forgiven, refreshed, hallelujah, refreshed by God's grace are those who mourn over their sins and repent, for they will be comforted when the burden of sin is lifted. Hallelujah. So blessed are those who mourn, he says, for they shall be comforted, those who mourn over their sins. He said, a godly repentance, the goodness of the Lord leads you to repentance. So when you can truly mourn of your sins and be repentant of your sins and turn from your sins, he said, you're blessed. And you will be comforted when the burden of sin is lifted. Verse 5, he says, blessed inwardly, peacefully, spiritually, secure, worthy of respect are the kind-hearted, gentle, and the sweet-spirited, the self-controlled, for they will inherit the earth. And so, again, that's another scripture where he says, blessed are the meek in heart, for they shall inherit the earth. And meekness is not a doormat. Meekness is humble, being gentle, as it says here, being kind-hearted and sweet. Blessed are the meek, so they should inherit the earth. Verse 5, he says, blessed, joyful, nourished by God's goodness are those who hunger and thirst after righteousness. He said, those shall be filled and satisfied. Those who actively seek right standing with God, for they will be, what, completely satisfied. Blessed, content, sheltered by God's promises are the merciful, for they will receive mercy. Blessed, anticipating God's presence, spiritually mature, are the pure in heart, those with integrity, moral courage, and godly character, for they shall see God. And that is also saying, blessed is the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Verse 9, he says, blessed, spiritually calm, with life, joy, and God's favor, are the makers and maintainers of peace, for they will express his character and be called the sons of God, which means blessed are the peacemakers, for they should be called the children of God. Now, he goes on to say in verse 10, and declaring these blessed beatitude of how we're to, what we're possessed by way of the Spirit in this world is blessed, comforted by in the peace of God's love are those who are persecuted for doing that which is morally right, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven, both now and forever. Blessed, morally courageous, and spiritually alive with joy, God's goodness, are you when people insult and persecute you and falsely say all kinds of evil things against you because of your association with me. He says, be glad and exceedingly joyful, for your reward in heaven is great. And it expounds on it and says, absolutely inexhaustible. That means it cannot be vanished, it cannot be taken away. He says, for in this same way, They persecuted the prophets who were before you. So I really want to make sure I declare that and release the Beatitudes to you in this sealing and releasing of March offering, because understanding the Beatitudes is the foundation of how we manifest the joy of the Lord in the earth realm and how we are able to manifest the presence of God in our lives. Now, when Jesus pronounced the blessings and the Beatitudes and talked about the Beatitudes, he did that because he was preparing to release his disciples into the world. And in that, he was saying, you are the salt of the earth. But if the salt has lost its taste, lost its purpose, how can it be salty? It's no longer good for anything but to be thrown out and walked on by people. When he then walked away, wet and slippery, he said, you are the light of the world, which is Christ, a city that's set on a hill that cannot be hidden. So when he pronounced the blessings of the benediction, pronounced the Beatitudes, the blessings of the Beatitudes, he was preparing them for going into the world to preach the gospel. He goes on to say in verse 15, nor does anyone light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a lampstand, and it gives light to all who are in the house. Hallelujah. And again, that's the whole purpose of us being anointed, us being elected by God, chosen by God, to be salt, to give season, be in season. And in his declaration to them, he said, let your light shine before men in such a way that they may see your good deeds and more excellence and recognize and honor, glorify your Father who is in heaven. Hallelujah. Not be pleasing to man, be a man pleaser, people pleaser. We see accolades for man, but from God who sees all and knows all. Hallelujah. So I tell you, I am blessed to have released this on today, and I'm excited to seal this with a blessing and a holy kiss to you in the name of Jesus, in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the head Godhead bodily. And I tell you, everything that Jesus taught is based on being born again of the water of the Spirit, being born again by baptism, receiving the message of the gospel, repenting of your sin, so that you can live godly in this present world, which is what Apostle Paul said. We can live godly in this present world because great is he that's in us and he that's in the world. So I'm really excited to bless you by releasing veils and victories, and victories are ongoing. And I tell you, I certainly had a few more things that I could have shared, and I will maybe in the future. But I just wanted to be in obedience and just release this and pronounce this blessing upon you. And thank you so much for receiving me, your hostess, Lisa Marie, receiving my witness, my testimony. I truly hope that the word of God will take root in your heart, in your life, in your soul, and bear much fruit, good fruit. And I bless the Lord for you just being here, stopping by my feeds and my website, and I'm blessed that you are here. On a quick note before I close, I will not be releasing April's offering. Recently releasing April's offering, I'm going to take some time to bask in the rain, take some time to just dance in the rain and rest in the rain for April. So if I feel led to share anything with you, I will do so. I will do so in the month of April. But until that time, peace, blessings, and much love. stay in the love of God, continue to walk in love and in his blessings and in his peace. Love you. God bless you.